The weather has shown little variety in recent days. Temperatures are chilly, the clouds have been rather stubborn, and there are some snow showers around from time to time. There were some heavier accumulations of snow yesterday and last night. That was due to a band of lake effect snow that weakened overnight. And during the day, there have been areas of snow coming through, and at times the snow has been briefly heavy, quickly reducing visibility. That is due to a disturbance coming through the upper atmosphere that's going to rotate off to the east during this evening, and a little bubble of high pressure will build in for the first part of the night. So I expect at least a little bit of clearing. I'll call for partial clearing, so hopefully we'll see at least some stars. And then later at night, a warm front will approach from the west, so any breaks in the clouds will pretty quickly fill back in, and there is the chance for some more snow showers, so some slippery spots are possible tonight into tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will be in the single digits and teens. The gusty breeze should ease up for the night. And then tomorrow will be another mainly cloudy day. Again, there is that chance for some scattered snow showers at times, so be mindful that there's going to be at least some dustings of snow in some locations. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 20s to low 30s, and there is going to be a bit of a breeze once again, so be sure to bundle up if you are going to be out. We'll have another chance for snow showers on Friday. Temperatures will again be in the upper 20s to low and mid 30s, so that's seasonably cold or even a bit above seasonable levels. And right now it looks pretty cold for the weekend. I'm forecasting highs in the teens and 20s on Saturday, and there is going to be quite a bit of wind as well, and that will make it feel even colder, and that cold weather theme will carry on into Sunday, so some chilly weather is ahead for the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partial clearing this evening, followed by increasing clouds later at night, a chance of snow showers, seasonably cold, lows in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, highs in the 20s to around 30. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partial clearing this evening, then increasing clouds late, a chance of snow showers, lows in the single digits and teens, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, highs in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partial clearing this evening, then increasing clouds late, a chance of snow showers, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, highs in the low to mid-30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partial clearing this evening, followed by increasing clouds later, a chance of snow showers, seasonably cold, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, seasonably cold, with highs in the low 30s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, some scattered snow showers, breezy, highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s, and then on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, windy and cold, a chance of mountain snow showers, with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.